And so once again this week in our gospel, like last week, we hear Jesus trying to prepare his disciples for the sufferings that he would soon endure. And we see the stark contrast between Jesus and his disciples. Jesus is seriously talking about his passion and death. And what are his disciples talking about? They were preoccupied with which one of them was the greatest. They just didn't understand what Jesus was trying to tell them. And so St. Mark even tells us they were afraid to question him. So it's obvious that Jesus had a lot of big egos in his group. And like St. James said in our second reading, they were jealous. And so he says, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. So with that attitude, they would not make very good disciples. So he had to have a little talk with them. And so the gospel says, then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. So try to imagine seeing their faces while Jesus was telling his apostles this. He sees this puzzled look on their faces. And so he takes the next step to demonstrate exactly what he means. Taking a small child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me. You see, in that society, children were greatly loved, and they were seen as a blessing. And the more children, the more blessed. But children had no social status. They depended totally on the goodwill of their elders. So by using this example, Jesus is saying that if we really want to be the best in the eyes of God, then we need to reach out in service to our brothers and sisters who are dependent or needy in some way, like a child.